And welcome to Meet Your Local Coastside Musicians and those involved with the music business on CoastsiderRadio.com. On this program, we will find out how people got into music, what they're doing with the music, and where they're going. And just maybe, for those of you who have a guitar collecting dust in the attic or the garage, it will give you an incentive to find that guitar, brush off the dust, tune up the strings, and go out there and make some music. And today we're joined with Jason Frewirth, who is a local contractor and also has been a musician for some time. And Jason, as someone who has an unusual last name, what's the derivation of Frewirth?
That is actually early innkeeper in German.
Well, that's good, because we had someone on from J7 Studios, and his last name meant white beer.
Oh, yeah, Mark, probably.
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk about that maybe a little bit as far as music is concerned and studios. But let me ask you something. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I'm 53 years old. My family moved me from Southern California when I was 9 for my dad to get a job. I didn't at the time know that it would lead to probably the second greatest thing that ever happened to me besides my daughter, which was to reside in Northern California and to make it out to the Half Moon Bay coast, which I consider to be about the nicest place you could ever live.
Boy, we all feel that way, and the thought of leaving just is terrible.
Yeah, you know, when times are tough and I'm down a little bit, I'd contemplate it. You know, move east, move cheaper, but no way.
Yeah. Now, you are a local contractor.
Yes, I am.
Do you specialize in anything, or are you just a general contractor?
Usually additions, kitchens, bathrooms. I'll do a new home every 4 or 5 years.
Okay, now let me ask you, let's go back. When did you first start getting interested in music, as from the standpoint of not just listening to it, but actually playing it?
Well, I had the world's most serendipitous moment in my life, which was as I was revolting as an early grade school kid and hating having to finish my meal and do the dishes. My dad gave me an enormously fortuitous offer of either learn a musical instrument while he's doing the dishes or do the dishes yourself.
And what instrument did you pick?
Well, of course, I picked trumpet.
Really?
I did.
Oh, I would have figured you for a guitar first off.
This was way earlier than that age, pretty much.
Okay, so what was the influence that made you go for a trumpet?
It just seemed like a lot of fun. My dad listened to a lot of Herb Alpert when I was growing up, so I guess that kind of stuck with me.
Well, that's kind of interesting, because I like Herb Alpert. And now let me ask you now, how much trumpet do you still play?
I haven't touched it in 15 years.
But you still have one sitting around, don't you?
Oh, it's sitting there.
Okay, now let's talk a bit about, you know, you've written music. And let's talk a little bit about what made you start writing music, about when did you do this, and fill in the blanks there.
Well, I'd have to say I started writing music pretty much the minute it started occurring to me that I had songs stuck in my head. And I'd say probably around 13 or 14. I just couldn't get them out of my head. But, you know, it just, the melodies were coming through my head, and I was always a writer. So
and what are you doing now with musically?
Well, right now I'm playing with several other different people, trying to figure out what direction I really want to go. I'm more and more every day wanting to do kind of like my own creative things, whereas before I was always in conjunction with everyone else. It's just kind of that time in my life. My kid's grown up, so I have a little bit to say. I didn't really feel like I had a lot to say to anybody for a while. I had other jobs to take care of in life. And as I'm getting older, you know, just the fact that my hair turns gray, people give me a little more, pay a little more attention to what I have to say than when maybe I was a screaming rebel youth.
Actually, I was going to be kind and not mention the lack of hair, let alone gray hair.
Low maintenance strategy. Aerodynamic.
Hopefully your musical equipment gets a little better maintenance than your hair does.
Yeah, it's mini maintenance, none whatsoever anymore.
What kind of music would you say it is that you've been writing?
I come from probably more like the Beatles, Led Zeppelin kind of era, where there's a lean towards acoustic guitars and keyboards. With rock riffs, I don't really write per se a style like hard rock or, you know, ballad rock. It's pretty much the entire spectrum. Whatever feeling I have, I try to meld the words or meld the music with the words either way to fit the mood.
Well, you know. Do you think this might be a good time to let our listeners listen to one of your songs?
Be my guest.
All right. I have a list of about 16 that I have here, if you need to refresh your memory. Why don't you tell us which one you'd like us to play for our audience and why?
That's a damn good one. Let's check it out right here. I would probably say When I Can, song number 14. And the reason I picked that is the last gig that I ever played where I had a chance to play that song, I got a chance to explain to the audience what it really meant. And it kind of relates to the coastal life. I believe I had a broken arm at the time and I couldn't work. And I had midweek off and I wandered down the coast all the time, kind of checking out where I lived, which you can only really do Monday through Friday anymore. And I walked on to Mavericks and I liked it. I walked out to Santa Cruz and I liked it. But the one spot that hit me was Martin's Beach. And the point of this song is about how I walked out onto a beach where no one had walked yet. There was no footprints in the sand. And it was just kind of like my own beach. And that's what the song is pretty much about. It's about finding out who you are in your solitary moments.
So. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's take a listen to Jason doing his song, When I Can. Now people have had a chance to listen to your music.
Sorry.
Not at all. I think people will like your music. Now, I understand recently you played a gig at the Old Princeton Landing.
We did. Basically, we cobbled together a quick foursome of some old friends. We had a chance to open up for what was to be Sean White, who is a pretty renowned skateboarder, X Games guy. And the last second, he bogged out. No one else was booked, and it ended up being us at 5 o'clock on Mavericks Friday.
And how did the crowd like you?
Well, I think we lucked out because, one, they weren't there to dance. Two, they weren't there to be too serious, and we were probably right in between.
Well, it's kind of interesting because I did hear through the grapevine from some people who did hear that you were well-liked and they liked your original music.
Well, that's always a blessing, to say the least.
Now, Jason, we're going to switch gears now, and you, besides being a musician, you actually have a heart somewhere in that that body of yours.
Where? What?
Yeah, that one, the sump pump that keeps on going.
Harry, I'm a man. I don't have a heart.
Oh. Anyhow, I understand that fairly recently you set up a 501c3, which is a charitable corporation with some very specific goals in mind. And I wonder if you might be able to spend a few minutes and tell our listeners about that.
Sure will. I don't know about the best way to say it was, is my mom passed away a couple of years ago, and I had the dutiful, beautiful opportunity to be the person there as she passed, and it crossed my mind how fleeting your life really can be, and that I'm entering, as my dad would say, the last chapter, per se, of my life. And that coupled with a friend of mine who introduced me to a brother of a guy I knew when I was growing up who was a quadriplegic, I went to see him for the first time in the hospital thinking that it was going to be a really negative event, and I ended up being uplifted just by his demeanor was amazing for being a quadriplegic and stuck in a wheelchair. I actually left inspired and feeling pretty fortunate. Talk about being humbled about, you know, he was humbled and I got to see a really active person be humbled by life. And it occurred to me that he could communicate when I was face-to-face, just like any of us could communicate. But when his emails came to me, they were like C-spot run, very derivative, very short, terse, to the point. And it occurred to me at that point that he had never been hip to voice-activated software. So I thought, how much can that stuff possibly cost? And when I found out it was like $300 or $400 to open up someone's entire world, I went, why the heck hasn't anyone been doing it? And why won't it? You know, it's got to be me. I mean, somehow I was the person that was came to that conclusion.
And so what is the name of your 501c3?
We are Spirited Cause at spiritedcause.org. The focal point or mission statement is basically to be an intersection of advocates with critical needs, people, regional issues. If there's a national issue that takes off, I'm sure we deal with that too. We're partnering up with other charitable organizations, the American Legion of Half Moon Bay. We're starting to perform events, mostly fundraising events. A lot of it in conjunction, again, with other causes on the coast. You can go to our website, spiritedcause.org, and see the primary ones we're dealing with at the moment.
Well, that sounds pretty spectacular, that one event would lead to a way of helping people deal with it. I knew an individual I worked with who was blind, and the only way he could use his computer was through voice-activated software. And when you look at Stephen Hawking, the physicist, he's completely unable to do anything, but he now can use his eyes to direct what the computer can do and use it to communicate with the world and continue his research. So my hat's off to you, Jason. I think that's incredibly commendable what you're doing, and I strongly urge our listeners to please go check out the website, spiritedcause.org, and see how you may be able to help this this entity that Jason has gotten started.
Thank you very much, Harry. I mean, I think the one thing that people could keep in their head is it's a complex world, and we're all kind of created to deal with the complexities, and sometimes one spoke in the wheel can be gone, and you're denied the opportunity to participate, and in reality, you're still a complete whole person, and too often those people are shoved into the corners of things, state-run, county-run. There are a lot of people that have unfortunate incidents, basically not of their own doing, that don't have the resources in order to live as complete of a life as you can. And it doesn't necessarily take much to make that happen.
Yeah, I think it's that is very telling that it doesn't say much. You know, you were talking about $400 for some software that opened up the world to this individual. And that's, in the greater scheme of things, that's not a lot of money.
No, and, you know, I couldn't imagine what his life would be without his laptop, number one. Think about someone in his situation 10, 15, 20 years ago. He would be drooling in a corner watching Gunsmoke reruns. I mean, this is actually, in today's world, there's so many more tools.
Well, I really thank you for bringing that out, and I really encourage our listeners to look at it. It is a 501c3 corporation, so that any donations you make, if I could learn to speak English, it would help a little bit, so that any donations that you make are tax deductible, and you know, so when you're looking at charities you want to contribute to, this is a homespun, homegrown, as local a charity as you can think of that looks for needs like Jason has described and does something about it. Anything else you'd like to add, Jason?
Well, I just really like to say to everybody, you know, when you're cruising through your life and you've got your downs and outs and it just seems really difficult, just imagine how much more difficult it is if you're debilitated in any form, and take that empathy for someone and turn it into something wonderful.
Well, from musician to philanthropist, I guess you could say. That's quite a legacy that you've created for yourself. And as one who likes music, I like your music. And I certainly applaud what you're doing, because I'm not sure that many people would have put together, you know, all he needs is a $400 software package, and I can make that happen. So, Jason, congratulations, hats off, best wishes for both your musical career, your career in philanthropy, and don't forget, keep playing the music and maybe write some more stuff.
I'll be seeing you around, Harry. You know that.
And you know where to find me.
Yep.
And Jason, thank you for being here. And again, best of luck to you.
Thank you, Harry.
And you have been listening to Meet Your Local Musician on CoastSiderRadio.com. Look for more episodes on CoastSiderRadio.com and get to meet and know your local musicians.